At a table inside the downtown Cincinnati FISNA office, Glenn Warner shows off two almost identical plastic blocks.
This block right here looks just like this block, except it makes noise.
Warner, the head tech guy at FISNA, made the blocks with a 3D printer. He designed one of them to have a void space and dropped something inside so he could tell the difference. His point is that the eye can't pick out differences, and it takes math, artificial intelligence, physics, and complicated algorithms to break down the physical DNA of 3D printed objects. This can be important if you have patent or safety issues.
In our software, we can actually tell you the difference between the two because this block has a hollow spot in it. But from us looking at this, we can't tell any difference. So that's a really simple way to show how our software works. It knows by looking at the CAD drawing and comparing the two drawings together, and it tells us exactly right here in this spot that this is hollow.
The FISNA software can unravel the DNA-like properties of physical objects in seconds to discover any differences. According to founder Paul Powers, this is different than what others have done by using visual analysis.
To use an analogy, if you had a cat and someone took a picture of it and put it on Google Images, good luck finding your cat with search terms. There's so many cats there. We would be able to narrow it down to that exact cat. Now, that's an analogy because it's two-dimensional, but in a three-dimensional sense, that's what we can do.
The FISNA software breaks the information down into tens of thousands of data bits and compares it to tens of thousands of other data bits very quickly, creating a digital model.
That allows us to do the comparison much faster. So we can do a match and a comparison of objects within a fraction of a second, down to the atomic level if we have to.
Powers says the 3D global market is losing $100 billion a year due to manufacturing theft. He says those losses will eventually total 30% of the market.
Everything from toys and simple things that you would expect to be 3D printed all the way up to things you maybe wouldn't want or even know about being 3D printed. For example, the TSA master key that gets into all luggage. That can be 3D printed right now, and unfortunately it was hacked several times.
FISNA employee Glenn Warner printed out a Yoda. He points out the Star Wars character is owned by Disney, but this generic one is out there for anyone to print, and Disney is losing out financially. Intellectual property protection is one area FISNA is marketing to clients.
So once the model that we're protecting is in our database, any other model that is uploaded will automatically match to that. And if it exceeds a certain threshold and it's being used for 3D printing or manufacturing with any other tool, our software will be able to block that and say you cannot print this without or develop this in any way without having authorization to do so.
The reason FISNA can detect copies is because developers have to upload their design to a 3D print program like Slicer. FISNA has access to this and other programs. The Cincinnati company is also marketing its software to schools. Powers says it can protect them from liability if, for example, a student is trying to print out a weapon. For business, the company is focusing on quality control.
If there's a heart valve that has to be implanted, you want to make sure that it's accurate. there are some physical properties of things that the human eye doesn't detect very well and sometimes can't detect. The nice thing about our software is that it can detect that. It detects every variation.
The FISNA software is in beta testing. Next month, it will launch. Powers says in the future, the company's artificial intelligence will determine how to fix the design of a 3D object that doesn't work. He also intends to improve 3D facial recognition and the detection of cancerous tumors. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.